Random House Audio presents The Port Chicago 50, Disaster, Mutiny, and the Fight for Civil Rights by Steve Scheinken. Read for you by Dominic Hoffman. At some time, every Negro in the armed services asks himself what he is getting for the supreme sacrifice he is called upon to make. Pittsburgh Courier, November 9, 1944. First Hero. He was gathering dirty laundry when the bombs started falling. It was early on the morning of December 7, 1941, at the U.S. Naval Base at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, and mess attendant Dory Miller had just gone on duty aboard the battleship USS West Virginia. A 6'3", 225-pound Texan, Miller was the ship's heavyweight boxing champ, but his everyday duties were somewhat less challenging. As one of the ship's African-American mess attendants, he cooked and cleaned for the white sailors. Miller was below deck, picking up clothes, when the first torpedo slammed into the side of the West Virginia. Sirens shrieked, and a voice roared over the loudspeaker. "Japanese are attacking. All hands, general quarters." Miller ran to his assigned battle station, an ammunition magazine, and saw it had already been blown apart. He raced up to the deck and looked up at a bright blue sky streaked with enemy planes and falling bombs. Japan's massive attack had taken the base by surprise, and thunderous explosions were rocking American ships all over the harbor. Two direct hits cracked through the deck of the West Virginia, sending flames and shrapnel flying. Amid the smoke and chaos, an officer saw Miller and shouted for him to help move the wounded. Miller began lifting men, carrying them farther from the spread.